Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, April the 26th, 2024, 4-26-24. A lot of even numbers there, 15 minutes past the hour. Last Friday in the month of April, can you believe that? We will be headed into the month of May starting next Wednesday, which I believe is May Day, although I've never understood what May Day meant. I know it's a Canadian thing, but I know it is the first day of May, so there you go. Joined in studio this morning, barely, by Matt Morgan. He is on time, but it looks like he crawled out of a dumpster this morning. He's half awake.
I went to bed a little late last night, so I could have went to bed earlier, but it is what it is.
We can hear it in you have that, tired voice nasal thing going on.
Well, I do have a little bit of congestion, but I think that's due to allergies, whatnot.
Oh, it's bad for that. We're starting out today in the 30s, and it's going to be over 70 by the end of today. That's a bad allergy day.
70 is a good temperature, though.
The weather's nice. It's a great time for weather, and it's going to be sunny and all, but it's horrible for pollen, and it's horrible for allergies because that's not supposed to happen in like a 6-hour period.
What?
It's not supposed to go from nearly freezing to over 70 degrees in that short amount of time. The temperatures are not supposed to rise like that.
What do you think that is?
Why do I think that it's going to happen, or why do I think that's a bad thing?
Why do you think it's happening?
Oh, because it's April. It's April, and
I don't think that's how that works.
Well, it's April because the normals temperatures should not be 70s yet. So we're having a, on average, warmer day than normal. But to get there, we've got to get from where we should be in the mornings, which this is where we should be in the mornings in April. So it's just, that's why April and May are bad allergy months, because once we get to June, you'll have mornings in the 50s. Afternoons in the 70s. That's how it's supposed to be.
I blame the global warming.
We had this before global warming.
I don't know.
April and May have always been there, but prior to global warming, it goes back to the Romans. But phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Well, April and May were there before the Romans, weren't they? They added in their own months. Like, you know, July was named after, you know, Julius Caesar, and then August was named after Augustus Caesar.
Yeah, but then you go to September.
They made their own months.
But October means 10, so you got that. It's a whole thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott and Matt.
Yes, how's it going? Happy Friday.
Yeah, and boy, you sounds like you need a referee, so old Ted stepped in. Here I am, right in between the age group. Oh, no, I'm not. 40 and 20 and 84, we're kind of in even numbers.
We're all in even numbers, kind of like the date. We're all in even numbers.
Yeah, and I might as well settle the argument there about May Day. May Day, May Day. Well, Scott, you're not in trouble because you got Matt there with you. So you're not. That's a trouble distress word, isn't it?
Yeah, I think May Day is a distress call, but I don't know if that's what May the 1st is.
Well, the 1st of May, well, that would be if Matt is there, and that's the first time, and you said the last. Is there another day? Yeah, I guess there is. I'll have to retreat. Yeah. Okay, See, you're getting precise on me, so yeah, you're right. Now, daggone it, Matt, I have to give in to him. How about you?
Well, everybody has to at some point because it all comes around that way. You know what, though?
I was addressing that question to Matt.
Yeah, but we'll get to him. He fell asleep. He nodded off there, so we'll have to wake him up and ask him here in a second. But here's the interesting thing. There's no static on the line. I just want to point that out, so I'm feeling pretty good about this Friday.
Oh, great. Great, Scott. What did you find out the real matter of it?
Well, the other night, we were having some microphone problems, and I fixed those, and maybe it was relating to those is what I think.
Well, you're such a handy man, and so I'm going to brag on you a little bit before I get off of here, but I'm not going to be here long because you got an all-day program, and you being the spearhead of the kingpin and whatever else you want to put on there, you're the leader of the group in my book, but there's followers there that's pretty decent, but you're there all the time. They're just there once in a while, but you got this day as what is it hour-wise?
We're on today. Let's see. We do 6 hours in the morning, and then two.
I mean you.
How many do I do?
You're there more than anyone.
Yeah. Oh, in a given week or just today?
Well, just today. Yeah, well, every time. I give you credit. I brag you up pretty good, and you deserve every bit of it.
Yeah, well, 6 hours. I think I'm on 6 hours on Fridays.
Oh, boy, you get time and a half, don't you, Scott?
They do. They pay me the big bucks for that one.
Okay. But now, I come over the overpass on Barks Road, and when I come over that overpass, the sun hits you right in the eye early in the morning like that. Well, it was about 7 o'clock.
So Matt, the question was directed toward you. I don't want to take your answer time.
How's that?
I don't want to take Matt's question-answer time here on the question.
Oh, I don't even know what the question
was. I forgot the question,
yeah,
too, so
remember.
Well, we all don't remember the question,
but,
so that's out the window.
In terms of May Day, I looked it up, and apparently it's just a festival that marks the beginning of summer.
It's Canadian, though, isn't it?
European.
European.
There you go. May Day is a European festival of ancient origins marking the beginning of summer.
Well, Matt, I think you and I can qualify for that. Let's make that a day, and you and I will go fishing, and we'll have a good time and stuff. That's our May Day festival. How's that sound?
I haven't been fishing in a minute. I was going to go yesterday, but didn't get to it.
Well, I never put a butt in whenever I wanted to go fishing and hunting, buddy. That was a must. We had to go there when there's biting and the crappies are going to start. And do you mushroom hunt?
I do not, no.
Do you hunt for shedded antlers? Have you done that?
I have, yeah. I found one, but, I mean, I just gave it to my friend because he had one. So he ended up, using them as a deer call, you know?
But you know, invariably, when you're not looking for those, you stumble onto one. But the point I was getting at, with you being in the festivities of the balloons being released and not finding or getting any messages back that anyone found them, I told Scott the other day, and I told him about the shed thing. I caught him on something, Matt, that he didn't understand what shed. He could have, because he knew about a shed, tool shed and all that kind of, but he didn't know the lingo on deer finding the shed after they get rid of. A lot of people don't. They think they keep them all the time, but I just put a little knowledge into him for the outdoors. Do you do that once in a while for him, Matt?
I'll try.
You try?
It hasn't happened yet in a year, but we'll hope one day it'll sleep in there.
But anyhow, when I come over that overpass on Barks Road, why the sun was coming down and immediately through the windshield, could you feel the terrific heat off of that? So I just thought I'd put that plug in. And another one thing, I'll let it go here. When I was down at Barks Road there coming, heading back home, I seen all these trucks you got. And whenever I see one, I don't know why I'm like this, but it's just part of my life, and I love it. Sometimes I don't get good answers. Sometimes I do. And, Scott, that refers to you about being a journalist. You know what? I think if I knew what a journalist really was when I was in school and wanting to be something, I think I would have took up that profession because it's very interesting of all the people and all the different activities that you see going on in this and you question them. But the big people on TV and stuff, they're told what to do and what assignment to go on and everything. But you, here on your radio station, you have the combination of letting the public and stuff know. And I don't know of any other station that's got a journalism. They may think, oh, I shouldn't. I don't talk like that. They may, but they don't express themselves like you do in journalism. So there I get to put another feather in your cap.
Well,
you know,
Well, you know what, and I'll say this. You would have been a very good journalist because you have the one trait that all journalists need, and that's curiosity. So there you go.
Buddy, I got it. So anyhow, I'm getting back to the trucks here in the so-called Sears parking lot right there off of Barks Road. I count 1 through 7 semis uniformly, and when I say uniformly, you know they're professional. You could take a bumper to bumper, and there's a line going down there, and them guys pull those rigs in. Just enough room. They aren't hogging the whole parking lot. They got them just enough to open their door and get in. So I thought, this is very, very unusual to me. So when I see something very unusual, and this is how I spend my so-called retirement life, I have time to stop and ask. That's all, if it's one person or 100. But so I stop there, and here they are. They're not coming from McDonald's down to the Barks Road where their rigs are parked. They're going across Barks Road to Super America. And I don't know if you ever ate anything out of Super America, Scott.
You know, I think where'd we eat at when we were in Philadelphia? Didn't we stop at a gas station and eat somewhere?
It wasn't that.
No, I've ate at gas station. I'm sure I have.
Anyhow, Matt, I'm sorry that I say Scott because I'm so used to talking to him in the morning.
Oh, you weren't even asking me that. Okay, I understand.
But you're included, Matt, too, on everything I ask. But Scott, their sandwiches and their pizzas, my goodness gracious. I've ate there several times. I found out, well, that's a good place to eat. But them truckers are all a team right there when they're uniformed like that. And I said, hey, this coming out here and is eating, getting in the rigs. They wasn't messing around lollygagging, talking on a lot. They had a job to do. And I said, hey, it's unusual to see all these trucks here. What you going to do today? I said, is there something going to go on in this corner here? You're going to this? And he said, no, they're going on the on 739 Green Camp area. And he said, they're chipping and like that. And they said the word, you know, and I knew immediately how they chip the concrete up, and then they haul that away, and then they lay new down, you know. And that was their destination where they're going.
You know, I have had Speedway's pizzas. They're very good.
Yeah, yeah. But did you hear about semis that...
Oh, I did, yeah. I think that's very interesting.
But there was a team effort there, you know, and I said, hey, I said, I know what you're doing. I said, I used to be an engineer on the railroad, and they wondered why that guy sits up there all the time coming down there and blocking crossings and blowing whistles and stuff. I said, the guys are the same way. You got a job to do and this and that and with those big rigs. And I said, you're serving the country. And I said, that's what I've done, serving the country. And I said, you're serving the country, taking all that and putting down a new road. So that's what's going down in Green Camp area. So anybody using 739, I imagine they got signs up and everything. But that's a pretty handy thing. And I used to travel that all the time, go out and mow a yard out there when one of my very first jobs in the ninth grade, Mr. Campbell's farm, and I could go on forever. Hey, Matt, Scott, have a good day, and I'll catch up with you all later.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank
You're welcome.
You.
And we always appreciate the information and the phone calls. 740-383-9944. That's the number today. There was a little bit of static there, but not nearly as bad as it has been. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here, and we love hearing from you. Anything going on in your life or anything you find going on in the Marion area. Now, Friday's a big day. Jessica Hauser should be back with us this week after being off last week. She'll be here this morning from 9:15 until 11 a.m. Then we have Pastor Craig today from 11:15 until 12, and then he'll be on with us from 12:15 to 1, and then study his word today, 1:15 until 2, and then tonight on the Big Friday Show, it's my understanding we will have the two of us on Friday night, 8:15 to 10, and then we'll have two other people tonight. Now, one of which you already know about. But the other one, I think you know about. Do you know who else is going to be here tonight?
I believe so, yeah.
You believe so. You got to remind that person, though, by the way, because I don't think that person's ever been to this studio, and also they tend to forget things. So you have to remind them early in the day of what's going on. It's not the same person as last week, so I'll fill the audience in on that. But we like to keep those things a surprise, so you tune in tonight and you don't know who's here. But tonight, there should be, as far as I know, two more people here tonight. So that'll be good.
That is good.
Now, 10:15 till 11 tonight, what's going on? Wrestling.
So, yes, tonight I'm going to have on the show Heidi Lee Morgan DeBartolomeus. She was a pro wrestler. She was inducted into the 2024 women's class, the Hall of Fame.
Now, when did that happen?
2024.
Why did I say, but when, like, where? It wasn't at the Hall of Fame that I was at.
I don't know. That's what
you have to ask her about that.
That's what I was curious about, too, because, like, I had... Like, you know, I had found out that she was also, you know, Women's Hall of Famer, and I was like, wasn't that the...
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I don't think it was a WWE Hall of Fame.
I mean, she wasn't in the WWE, but, I mean, she's in the Women's Wrestling Hall
of Fame.
Right,
probably like the one in, and I think there's a big one in Iowa, I think. That's probably, I would guess.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out tonight. That'll be one of the questions tonight. So you'll have to tune in tonight, 10:15 till 11 p.m. on the station, and we'll just hope you don't have staticky lines.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. What can you do at this point, though? It just kind of comes and goes. Now, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, for some reason, you ever get a craving for something? I was driving in this morning, and I thought, boy, I would like an Orange Julius. Have you ever had an Orange Julius?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, it's very good. Very popular drink that originated in California, I believe. But the only place, now here's a little bit of trivia for you. Do you know the only place in Marion you can get a true Orange Julius?
No.
Well, see?
I don't know what it is.
You couldn't even get one if you wanted one.
Well, I don't know what it is, so I don't think...
It's a drink. It's a drink. Now, it's not necessarily a morning drink, but it's a drink that could be consumed in the morning or in the afternoon. It's kind of sweet, but it's not a milkshake. And it's not... I could liken it to... Like the mocha latte, you know how that they say that that's a coffee, but it's sweet? It's kind of like the sweet orange juice of the morning. Orange Julius.
So, it's like Sunny D?
No, it's more, it's a little thicker than Sunny D, and a little more potent. But it became a very, very popular drink in California, and obviously spread all around the country.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, an Orange Julius is something everybody should try. If you like oranges, it's right up your alley. But there's only one place in Marion where you can actually get an Orange Julius, a true Southern California Orange Julius.
Probably like Perkins or something.
No. No Perkins. Matter of fact, the place isn't even open yet, so you couldn't even drive there right now to get it. Matter of fact, I'm not sure what time they open. They probably open at 9 or 10. See those allergies kicking up.
Yeah, I know it. I don't know.
It's part of the big expansion on North Main Street. Well, it's part of North Main Street, I should say. And we learned, by the way, we always want to make sure to get this news out there. We learned on Monday that a Wendy's will be opening on North Main Street in the very near future. Apparently, the building is built, so this is going to happen soon.
I think you're more excited about the Wendy's than the Wendy's is for the Wendy's.
I just think it's fascinating. I think it's fascinating that we're going to have three Wendy's. This town can support three Wendy's. And that close together. And I do think Wendy's has the best hamburgers of all fast food.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, there's a Rally's down there. We have three McDonald's. We have, like, two or three Taco Bells.
Why can't we have two or three Burger Kings. No, two Burger Kings. Two is fine, because you would have one on each side of town. And that's the way it's been for years. As far as Wendy's, there used to be two Kentucky Fried Chickens, two Burger Kings. The only restaurant that ever had three locations for the longest time was McDonald's. And they were kind of the lone wolf over there on North Main Street. Then all of a sudden, just in the last few years, you saw Subway come over there. You saw Taco Bell come over there. And now you're seeing Wendy's come over there. But yet they never go downtown. All this downtown revitalization, never downtown.
I don't think they want to pay the taxes on it.
It's the same. They're all in the city.
Oh, well.
Same thing.
I don't know. I thought it was going to be like a 95 kind of thing. Like, I don't know where the city boundaries are and aren't, but I thought, like, I mean, I always thought 95 was part of, like, you know, Marion Mount Gilead Road, that whole section was part of the city.
No. City ends at Perkins.
Such a weird spot. It just continues on past Perkins, but it's no longer the city.
Yeah, but see, if you were there before all the rest of that was built, that is where the city ended. It used to be just all farmland, and there was a nursing home out there. That was it. There was no college. There was no nothing.
I think the city should annex that.
Well, good luck.
It makes sense.
Well, the city can't annex it because it's not part of the city. The county would have to annex it to the city, and they're not going to do that because that's where they get all their sales tax dollars off of Walmart, Meijer, and every business that's beyond Perkins.
Yeah, but I think Marion wants that.
I don't think they do.
I think they should.
I don't think the county does.
I think the city does.
Well, I'm sure the city does. But now, North Main's in the city, so the city doesn't end to Williamsport Road, so they've got all those businesses.
I mean, that is over by where the rallies is, right?
Yeah, but see, that's all strange to me, because they're not giving those businesses tax breaks. It would be on the record, and they're not. So you've got rallies, you've got Dairy Queen, you've got Stewart's, you've got Victor's Tacos, you've got McDonald's, you've got Subway, you've got soon-to-be Wendy's. You've got all these businesses over there that are, you know, the billion-dollar company businesses, and yet they're not asking for tax breaks. They're opening up there. They're building new stores there because nothing was there to move into. And yet, what's the reason? Why North Main Street? It's not near an off-ramp. It's not near. It's not in any centralized location.
I mean, I think there are a lot of people who, like, walk around that area. If you ever go down there, there's a lot of people, like, more people than usual that walk. I don't know if it's because things are in close proximity or what it is, but, I mean, I'd walk around there, too. Like, everything's within, like, 15 minutes of a walk, basically. So, like, I think it's just the fact that it's...
For them.
For the people who live there.
Right.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that's who... I don't think a big company like that would put something in that neighborhood if they only thought they were only going to be serving the people of that neighborhood.
Well, I mean, I don't think so. But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, McDonald's is there. Is there a Taco Bell in
there? There's a Taco Bell there now, yep.
The rallies. So, like, they're... There's business there, so, like, I mean, they can tell it's going to make money.
Well, I don't know if it will. I think eventually that's going to become oversaturated. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, member, and Matt will tell you that up there at the clear where the fork of the road north of all these places we're talking about, Route 4 and 423 branch off, but there used to be a place set there called Crystal Lake. And if that would have ever transpired and stayed, I don't know why. I think it burnt there once. I don't know if it burnt down or why it wasn't repaired. But just think, you guys, if that place was still there and still original and still kept up and the roller coasters and stuff, what do you think Marion would be like today as amusement park highways going into there?
I think it would be very popular. I think what happened to it was, I think when Cedar Point and places like that opened up and people were able to travel outside of Marion more, I think they liked it then.
I don't think Cedar Point was in the making when Crystal Lake was there. In my recollection, if you push up on the computer and see if you can get Crystal Lake, the time it was there, and then the elapsed time to the other... Five, Seven Flags, and so on and so forth. I think Crystal Lake, the ballroom, and the big, what do you call them, the dance people, the famous name people.
Oh, yeah, the ballroom? The ballroom?
Yeah, the ballroom and stuff. I don't think they was in the making there. I think they may have heard that, and people with information like that said, hey, why can't we have one up here in Sandusky? Why can't we have one down here in the so-and-so? And I think we was one of the, maybe the first around. Maybe that's good history question for the history buffs, Matt. Maybe you could look that up or maybe look into it. I thought it was a great thing knowing that during that period of time that, and then we got the big monument of President Harding, don't forget. That's a huge thing, and it's a magnificent place to look, but I don't think it draws the attention like it should have, but it's still existing, so, but I mean the big name stuff that, even the dancing, Scott, you went to a so-called thing there and with a lady friend, and I think you danced there for the ladies, what was the name of it, the
Turn Up the Heat?
Up there on East Center Street?
Yeah, I think that was the Turn Up the Heat dance.
Well, let's give the real name of the organization.
Oh, the Women's Club?
The Women's Club, yeah. And that's been around for a good many years, but it kind of bounced around a little bit. But I think maybe that might be on the making and coming back. I don't know for sure, but I think it may. And it's, like you said, wonder why they put Wendy's up there. Well, they're right across the street from each other. They aren't separated, so Wendy's means business, he said. Buddy, we'll show you who's got the best hamburger. I already know who's got the best hamburger. You already told me.
Yeah, it's Wendy's, without question.
Adios, amigo.
Thank you. All right. And I do want to, that was the sound of Matt blowing his nose. We always like to get that on the record in the studio.
I apologize. Like I said, the allergies are rough.
I think it's nice. I think it's nice you blow your nose on the air. It shows the authenticity of the program that we're doing.
Well, it's either that or I, like, choke because I can't breathe.
Mm. Oh, it's come to that. It's that bad.
Well, you know, like I try to breathe.
It's either choke or blow your nose.
Like, if I breathe through my nose, it's doing that thing where it wants to, like, you know, pull snot down my throat, but if I...
If you're eating breakfast right now, you're getting a real education here.
You asked. I'm sorry. So, but
I didn't ask that.
But, and then when I... And then
I
when
just said I, you couldn't breathe?
And then I, you know, inhale and exhale out of my mouth. There's, like, mucus in my throat, so, you know, gotta...
Well, that's good to hear. Sounds like your plumbing's all backed up there.
It
if
is.
If we just had a plunger here, we could fix a lot of that problem. Just a plunger, just one good plunge.
Oh, also, I did look it up. I don't remember exactly what year that Crystal Lake opened, but I do know that it opened in the, you know, like the 1800s.
I don't think it was the 1800s, but okay.
Oh, sorry, let me rephrase. I meant like the 1880s.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I have a whole book on it at home.
19th century. And then, also, Cedar Point also opened up. In the, you know, 19th century and the 18 whatever.
So they were close to each other.
Yeah.
By the way, I will say I do know one thing that did Crystal Lake in was there was some, I can't remember if it was one or two people, but people were killed on the roller coaster, and that was not a good PR event for those people.
I think it was two.
So there you go. So that was a big problem. But there's a book out there that Randy Windland wrote on the Crystal Lake, which is great. I have that book at home. And I think he was on here at one point, and we did a whole interview on it. So you learn a lot about Crystal Lake and why they closed up.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what his reasoning is, but, I mean, the internet seems to think they just closed up because the last owner closed it due to lack of attendance.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was lack of attendance. I mean, that's why all business closed up. But I don't know what caused the lack of attendance. I think it was a bad publicity from people getting killed. And I also think at that time...
Well, people get killed a lot. At amusement parks.
Yeah, but you didn't want that press. That was bad because they fell out of the carts or something. I mean, it was a really weird reason.
Some kind of project on Crystal Lakes for school, and both of those people it was their fault.
Well, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know how you figure that out.
What? They asked people who were on the, you know, the same, like, train, and they were like, well, what happened? And then, I think one story was, like, one of them, like, unbuckled because they wanted to move seats, and then the train took off or something like that. I don't remember exactly how it went, but, like, it was definitely not, like, a fault of Crystal Lakes.
Yeah, but you never blame the victim. When somebody's killed there, it's always bad.
Well,
if somebody goes to Walmart today and gets shot, it wasn't their fault, but the story is somebody gets shot in Walmart.
Well, you see, but it's also not the person who got shot fault. But like,
well, no, they're dead, so it really doesn't matter at that point.
But in this case, like,
but the story read in the paper, person killed at Crystal Lake. That's just the way it goes. And so it went. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, my thought about if we had it today, wouldn't it be a big attraction and wouldn't it be great? Like Matt said, a lot of people get killed doing stuff like that and this and that. Right there in that section, there probably been a lot of people killed up there over the history of that Crystal Lake and now. But I said, wouldn't it have been neat if they would have continued that and had that, and what Marion would look like today. What I'm saying is there are a lot of things tore down in Marion, the history part, and I'm still a kind of a history buff myself in some of the things that come up and that went away that could have attracted people. I know that that's the main thing. You got to have an attraction to bring people in. So thanks, guys.
Thanks. Yeah, well, I think it's true. I just think over time things wane.
Well, I mean, I don't remember the exact timeline because it's been since junior year, but I remember that. Like, I don't know how well they'd be doing now because I mean they were less of an amusement park. I mean, they had roller coasters and things of the sort, but like they were less of an amusement park than. I feel like they were more so of like an event hall. They had like the pavilion that was the dance hall and then the skating rink and you could just, you know, like kind of rent it out kind of thing.
But it closed progressively. I mean, it didn't just all close one day. They closed the amusement park of it, and then for a long time, the roller skating rink stayed open. I think that was the last thing that closed, and I think that did not close well into the 1970s.
Didn't that one close because it got burnt down?
No, people think that. It did burn down, but it was no longer the skating rink at that point. I think at one point it became a store. I think it was the first Bargain City in Marion. So it became a store, and then I think by the time that it burned down, I think they were just using it for storage at that point. So, but it's in the book. I mean, there's a whole book that was very well researched and has all the facts. That's the problem with something like that. It wasn't very... You hear stories from people, and you can look at newspaper articles, but again, who was writing the newspaper article? How much did they really know? You don't know. It's just... You know, you got to go to a historian on things like that. And the book that he did, Randy Wendland, is very, very good. And he's done many books on particular events in Marion history. So that's a lot of fun. But you never did answer where the Orange Julius is.
I don't know. One of the places that is opening.
Well, no, they're already open. I mean, okay, they just have not opened yet today.
Okay, I see what you mean now.
I'm not sure if they open at 9 or 10 this morning, but...
I don't know, like House of Hunan? What'd you say? Did you give me a location as to where it was?
No, I'm just saying House of Hunan's kind of a wild... we're talking about an Orange Julius.
I don't know what an Orange Julius is. I'm trying to take a guess.
I explained it to you.
Did I already ask the Jersey? I feel like it could be the Jersey.
No. No, but you're getting closer.
I don't know, Fred's?
Nope.
It's on that side of town.
Now, so you got to think about this. Now, again, an Orange Julius is a trademark name from California. They sell them all across the country, but there's only one place in Marion that sells them. So that would tend to tell you that it's not going to be a locally owned business that would sell them.
I didn't know it was a copyrighted name.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I thought it was just like the name of the drink.
No, wait, no, it is.
Well, it's not. Why are you copywriting it?
I wasn't there when it was done. They've made a lot of money on it if it's made it to Ohio from California.
Man, I don't know. I feel like I've guessed everything there.
Go ahead, caller.
I was going to mention that, too. You haven't said the ingredients on that. Matt, would you believe in me Scott is a teetotaler, but he didn't say the ingredients. Wouldn't that be something, Matt? Do you know anything about the drink in the alcohol part of, like, Jack Daniels? We hear that, and everybody would know that name. But would anybody, Matt, since we're outdoor guys, that say Wild Turkey?
As far as you mean, like, recognizing it as, like, I mean, I think if I heard Wild Turkey, I would... I mean, I don't think I would think of the alcohol first, but I mean, I think that eventually would happen.
That's what I wanted to hear come out of your mouth. Do you know what Wild Turkey is?
As far as the alcohol goes?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I mean, I know what it is. It's like a liquor.
Have you ever had took a shot of wild turkey?
I'm not old enough to drink alcohol.
Oh, you're not?
I am 20 years old.
Boy, you about caused a problem there. That was could have been a big... The authorities could have been over here before you know it. Sheriff Bales could have been over here slapping the cups on him.
Hey, Scott, that opened the door to everything. I did not realize that he was too young to do that, but I thought maybe a wild turkey... Yeah, it's like gets up to 101 proof and something like that, but it's on the shelf. And I picked that up when I heard that. I don't know how long that's been around, but Jack Daniels and all them was in the whiskey barrels and stuff back in Prohibition Day, but they just put names on them. But I just thought I'd throw that wild turkey thing in of you being an outdoors guy, Matt. But, ingredients, if that was there and they don't open until 10, well, it must be alcohol content, is it?
No, I don't think there's any. You can Irish up any drink, but an Orange Julius, I think, comes... what do they call it? Shirley Temple-ish.
Well, Irish it up, yeah. That would be according to the Catholic style, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but yeah, right, and I'm going to be Pope pretty soon, so I can drink all the Orange Juliuses I want.
Well, you're a sharp cookie today. You fit right in with my lingo. I baited you in, and you were a good guy in the journalism.
You know what? I had some wild turkey once, but I choked on the feathers, so it was rough.
That's a good one. Well, I'll let you guys run the second half, right. But I just thought I had some fun with both of you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. See, they look... I pulled up a picture now. Doesn't an Orange Julius look good?
It looks like you can get one from, like, Smoothie King.
Nope. It's not a smoothie. Nope. Not Smoothie King.
You could probably get one.
I'm hoping you'll guess this before the hour's up. We've about went through every restaurant in Marion now. I'm trying to help the public out. The only place you can get an Orange Julius in Marion. A true Orange Julius.
Is it like a...
By the way, founded in 1926. That's how long they've been around.
Is it like a fast food place or is it like a restaurant?
I think you probably consider this more a fast food place, but it's really not.
I don't know, Steak and Shake?
Nope. You were on the track earlier, but you were just guessing local places.
I mean, you said I was on the track when I was guessing ice cream places.
Right,
I don't know another big. I don't know.
You didn't name the biggest ice cream place.
Oh, I forgot the Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
I forgot there's Dairy Queens in Marion. I only go to the Jersey. I won't lie to you.
The actual Dairy Queen on Main Street is the only place you can get an actual Orange Julius in Marion. But I don't know what time they open. I don't think they open until like 9 or 10.
I don't know, but, you know.
So you can't drink it for breakfast.
We should. You know, I'll be back.
Well, you gotta find out what time they open.
They'll be open.
What?
I'll break down the door.
What are you gonna do there? Open. Sit for an hour?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not gonna work out. No, but the Orange Julius is a good drink.
I mean, I do like some oranges, so you know, it's pretty.
Doesn't it look good?
I mean, I'd rather, if I'm going to you know, the Dairy Queen, I think I'd rather,
Now, make sure they give you the Orange Julius cup. That's part of the experience.
I think if I'm going to the Dairy Queen, I'm going to get a strawberry banana blizzard. So.
Well, what does this have to do with Orange Julius?
And I don't know, just, you know, I'd rather have my strawberry banana blizzard.
But I like a good Oreo blizzard. I think that's a good supplement to an Orange Julius.
How?
Because an Orange Julius is a drink. It's just like going and getting a soda and a dessert. Well, where are we on what time do they open? Because I don't think
they open at 11 o'clock.
11?
11 o'clock.
Oh, worse than I thought.
Yeah, I know.
Well, there you go. We'll have to wait till 11 for that, but that's the way it goes, I guess. Boy, but I'll tell you, an Orange Julius, that's the way to go. Oh, Abby knew where it was. Dairy Queen.
Yeah, like I said, cut me some slack. I forgot Dairy Queen existed around here.
Has Abby ever brought me an Orange Julius? Heck no. Heck no, she never has.
The Jersey's better. Go to the Jersey.
No, no, I'm not. Go to the Jersey if you want Jersey food. I'm just saying if you want an Orange Julius, you got to go to Dairy Queen.
Well, if you want specifically that, go to the Dairy Queen, I guess, because that's where you got to get it.
Annie, I wanted to get this in before Jess comes in at 9:15, because she'll have no interest in this. We went to Monday Night Raw on Monday night.
We did.
But that's when they would have Monday Night Raw on Monday. They don't want to screw people up and have Monday Night Raw on Tuesday. It would be very confusing. down at the Schottenstein Center. Thanks to the WWE, we had great, great tickets for this event. A lot of fun. Took Buckeye Guy and Terry went along with us. What'd you make of the trip?
Once again, I feel the need to point out that every time I go to one of these events,
Here comes the ingratitude. Go ahead.
No. This is actually gracious, I think. There's a lot more work that goes into it than what you like. When you're watching it, you're just like, I'm watching a wrestling. But like when we went to, like, I know Aaron had brought it up previously, but when we went to WrestleMania and the Hall of Fame induction, they are working for hours on end to set up
hours.
The event.
Just like Raw. I mean, could you believe on Monday when we went in there, I was shocked because that place doesn't look like that prior to them being there. And they've got their TV trucks and cameras and pyrotechnics jumbotrons.
Did they set up the light show, by the way?
Yes.
They the production quality they have, considering that most of that stuff is theirs, I assume, and how much work it takes to actually set all of that up, it's...
But can you imagine the timing, too? Because that was a live television show put out on the USA Network. So they have to break for commercials, and they have to start at the right time. So to be that on it, I mean, that really is... That's a live show? That's difficult.
I mean, yeah, I would think so. Like, you can't just be like, oh, well, we'll just bump back 30 minutes, you know?
Well, it's like in the arena. They don't want you just sitting there while they're at commercial and not seeing anything. So they put stuff up on the screens in the arena that you never see if you're watching it at home. And again, I don't know any of these people. The only people I knew or the only person I knew on Monday was the New Day, because we're all friends now, after inducting Thunderbolt Patterson.
They won their match. I was hyped.
They did win their match. But it was... What a production quality they have. I mean, it really is something. Now she's saying she's never brought me an Orange Julius because she didn't know I liked Orange Juliuses. You know what? We'll see if one shows up. If I get an Orange Julius and an Oreo Blizzard, I'll be a happy person.
It's like you're doing one of those things where you ask for it, but you don't ask for it.
Well, I don't know what that means. What is that?
You're just like, you know, you're like, man, this, it would be so great if somebody brought.
Oh, like passive aggressive asking for something?
I mean, I don't know that it's
all
called
I said
aggressive.
Was I wanted an Orange Julius this morning.
I don't know that I'd call it passive aggressive.
It's spring in Ohio. That's Orange Julius time.
I don't think so. I don't think.
Well, I think I. How do you tell me? How are you going to tell me that you don't think so? That's
oranges,
what I've already christened it.
Oranges don't grow very well in the springtime.
No, but that's a springy drink.
You gotta wait until like the summertime when the oranges are in full bloom.
But again, we want to thank the WWE because those tickets, but you know, I don't want to mention the price, but very pricey.
They're good tickets.
But very pricey, and I appreciate that, and it was all on them, and we thank them, and you know, must have made a good impression on them. So, thank you, WWE.
Yeah, of course. It was fun.
Now, again, we do want to mention that we'll have Jessica Hauser in here from 9:15 till 11 a.m. talking about a whole myriad of topics. And then Pastor Craig will be on from 11:15 until 12, and then you're going to the Dairy Queen, apparently.
Maybe. I'm thinking about it.
You seem like it. That's what's going
it.
On there. And then we'll have Exchange Club at 12:15 with Pastor Craig, Matt, and myself. And then we will have Study His Word with Pastor Craig from 1:15 to 2 today. And then tonight, we have the Friday Night Show, 8:15 to 10:15. It'll be Matt and I and two special guests tonight, which I think will be a lot of fun. And then tonight, he'll have Heidi Lee Morgan, professional wrestler he met at WrestleMania, on from 10:15 until 11. So it's a whole day.
It is, yes. Fridays are always good.
Whole big day here on WGH Talking. Supposed to be a nice day, like 71 and sunny this afternoon. All right, so we got through the Orange Julius. You know, it's hard to believe that the whole Philadelphia thing was 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago today.
I mean, you know, time flies.
You think?
A little bit.
You know,
it's almost the end of April.
I only have a minute here. Well, this is the last Friday in April.
Yeah, I know. It's
You know, Abby, since we're talking about her and I had a little, what would you say this week? We had a little, it wasn't an argument.
Kerfluffle.
We had a little kerfluffle this week. We certainly did. But you've learned that in radio. Kerfluffle is a radio word. We had a little kerfluffle this week. But I don't know if we straightened it out yesterday, but we certainly had a conversation about it.
Well, that's good, I guess.
So my question is, based on this, do you think people change over time?
In terms of what?
Just their personality changes. Okay. And you, I don't think they realize it, but it's sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Well, I mean, I would think so. Nobody, it's kind of like one of those things where if you spend a lot of time with somebody, you won't recognize changes. But like I don't think people realize when they change because you kind of have to spend every second with yourself. There's no way to not.
They don't realize they've changed.
Yeah, you don't realize because change usually. I mean, it doesn't happen fast. So usually it's such a gradual process that by the time you have changed, you think you're the same thing you were when you started.
You do. You say, well, why I haven't changed, but then people will point out instances where you have changed and they don't like that because then it's more toward well maybe I have.
I mean but I guess changed as far as what?
Well maybe we'll talk about this with Jessica next hour.
Because that's fine.
Personality. Oh, okay. I mean it's not like they turn into a serial killer or anything.
No, I mean I just thought you meant like an opinion, and I was like, yeah,
just like when you meet when you know somebody for a good period of time, the person you met and the person who is there now don't necessarily share a lot of the same qualities.
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, I think people grow, and I think,
well, see, I don't know if it's growth,
well,
it can be regression too.
I'll give you that. At the end of the day, people change, I'll say, and sometimes if you have a friend, your friend can, people can just change in the opposite direction from you. You just sometimes
they start not to like you anymore.
So sometimes you're just like, man.
They're like, boy, because I start to feel the cold wind, and I feel that I didn't used to feel the cold wind like this. So we don't know. But I tell you what, I do know is that Jessica Hauser is going to be joining maybe in the next 15 minutes. We can never guarantee anything in a live program, but I can guarantee it's going to be interesting in the next hour. Don't you dare tune away.
Past 5 years. It has been my honor to serve as the senior judge of the Marion County Court of Common Pleas General Division, which is located in the historic Marion County Courthouse. During that time,